Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. The great physician is in the house. Jesus is in the house. And we want to especially first welcome him into our midst this morning. Father, we want to say thank you for a brand new day. We thank you for a beautiful day. We thank you for and share the word of God. We're going to dive deep into the deep mysteries and revelations in the word of God. The word of God is new every morning, and so is his mercy. He wants to speak to you. The question is, are you ready to listen and receive from him? If you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is also. It's time to share the link. Tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to grab every of your mobile devices and begin to share. Invite somebody to this platform to become a partaker of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 22nd day in the month of February 2025. It's a brand new day. It's a beautiful Saturday. I wish you a happy weekend. Well, before the weekend commences, I want us to take our devotion together. Let's start the day with the Word of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha. Our aim for today is taken from Psalm 23. The great physician now is near. The great physician now is near. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 3 to chapter 4. Deuteronomy from chapter 3 to chapter 4. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, which says, "And you shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Exodus 23, verse 25. "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take that sickness away from the midst of thee." Our Bible reading is taken from the book of John chapter 9. From verse 1 to 7. John chapter 9. From verse 1 to 7. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, "Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the work of him who sent me. While it is day, the night is coming when no one can walk. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, years ago, I suddenly discovered that I was having trouble with my hearing. I called one of my daughters, who is a doctor, and asked her to check my ears. When she checked them, she exclaimed, "Oh God!" She then said that both ears had growth inside, and she encouraged me to go to the hospital. I smiled and told her to give me 7 days, after which I would allow her to do whatever needed to be done medically if the growths were still there. I knew that I have a father who is the doctor of doctors, so I spoke to him after she left. I said, "Father, please give me new ears, because I need to be able to hear people say amen when I pray." When she returned on the 7th day to look into my ears, she exclaimed again, "Oh God!" But that time around, her exclamation was a positive one, because Jehovah Rapha had healed me. Do you know that it is possible to live without falling sick? Do you know that healing is your bread if you are a child of God? However, for God to be the Lord that heals you, you must diligently hearken to his voice. Like we see in Exodus 15, verse 26. You must do whatever he tells you to do and obey him promptly. When the 10 lepers saw Jesus and cried out to him for healing, he asked them to go and show themselves to the priest. Doing that was risky, because if they got to the priest without being healed, they might have been stoned to death. They took the risk to obey Jesus and they were healed. Likewise, the man who was born blind received his obey Jesus and returned with his sight. Beloved, it is God's will for you to enjoy healing in all areas of your life. It is the Father's good pleasure for you to live in sound health, but you must hearken diligently to his voice. What has God asked you to stop eating or drinking? What has he asked you to stop doing? Be prompt to obey him, and you will enjoy healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, the key to living in divine health is obeying God. The key to living in divine health is in obeying God. In the light of this, I want us to just say a word of prayer to anyone we know is battling with one sickness or the other. Let's speak healing into their bones, into their bodies. Let's begin to speak deliverance to them as well. As many as you can remember, just put them in your prayers this morning. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined for you throughout the day. It promises to be entertaining, gospel-filled, and it promises to bless your soul. Thanks for staying tuned thus far, and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.